with SRN News. I'm John Scott. Ukraine's top military commander says his forces now control 386 square miles of Russia's neighboring Kursk region. As we hear in this BBC report, Russia is evacuating residents from a second border region as Ukraine continues its surprise week-long offensive inside the country.
It's shaken things up, and I think the hope is that forces are redeployed from other parts of the front line. At the moment, there are still Russian advances in eastern Ukraine. This is a high-stakes move, because if it doesn't come off, then it really could be catastrophic closer to home. But for now, President Zelensky has decided something needs to change while it is still summer, while these are favorable fighting conditions. And it really is a significant moment.
BBC correspondent James Waterhouse reporting. Also at SRNNews.com, former President Trump miffed at the Harris campaign over her pledge not to tax tips to restaurant and other service industry workers. White House correspondent Greg Clexton reports.
Over the weekend in Las Vegas, the vice president promised to work to eliminate federal taxes on tips paid to restaurant and other service industry employees. Turns out that's a promise Donald Trump made 2 months ago, also at a Las Vegas rally. The former president is now accusing Harris of copying his pledge and claims on social media that Harris, quote, has no ideas, she can only steal from me. He calls the no taxes on tips policy a Trump idea. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Kamala Harris has also shifted her focus to the border after ignoring it for 4 years. Harris allowed over 15 million illegal immigrants into the U.S. under President Biden's term. Now she's campaigning on the promise to fix the crisis at the border in which she participated the past 4 years. This is SRN News. Most pastors have never done much else.
A new study released by Lifeway Research finds that 58% of America's Protestant clergymen have worked outside of church settings for less than 10 years of their life. 34% have been employed in the secular world less than 5 years, 13% less than one. Lifeway spokesman Scott McConnell says, quote, years of work experience in non-ministry roles can help pastors relate to the experiences of those in their congregations and relate to others. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Jewish community in the Czech Republic says anti-Semitic incidents sharply increased in the country in the last year, with their peak appearing in the final quarter of 2023 following the deadly Hamas attacks on Israel on October 7th. The Federation of the Jewish Community says it registered 4,328 anti-Semitic incidents in 2023, up 90% over the previous year. This is SRN News. In consumer news, the government wants to make it easier for you to click the unsubscribe button.
A slew of federal agencies say they're working on it. The broad new government initiative, dubbed Time is Money, will impact industries spanning from healthcare, fitness memberships, media subscriptions, education, and many more. Efforts rolling out Monday include a new FCC inquiry into whether to impose requirements on communications companies that would make it as easy to cancel a subscription or service as it was to sign up for one. I'm Julie Walker.
The Browns' proposal to leave the lakefront and play in a new dome stadium in Cleveland suburbs hit a major snag. The Cuyahoga County officials say they're backing a proposed $1.2 billion renovation of the team's current stadium. And they're committed to keeping the NFL franchise in downtown Cleveland. More details at SRNNews.com.